Amen. And you can only sense him when you worship him. Hallelujah. That is why worship is so important. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 6 today. And verses 16. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. As surely I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Zechariah, the 7th chapter and verse 5 says, when you fast. Matthew chapter 6 and the scripture that what we just read said, when you fast. Amen. Hallelujah. Not when somebody else is fast. When you fast. Fasting is a personal discipline. Amen. Hallelujah. We as a church have decided to spend these days in fasting and prayer corporately, but it has to be an individual decision where you say, I'm going to fast before the presence of God. Amen. And the Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. Amen. The Father, in other words, is looking for people who are willing to fast. Amen. And he's saying, if you will fast, and if you will approach me, then I'm willing to see the fasting that you're doing in secret, and I'm going to reward you openly. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. An opening of blessings unto your lives. These will be days when God very clearly told me, days in which he has ordained us to be in his presence with fasting and prayer, and he's promised to be with us and to deliver and to reward us openly. There will be open manifestations of God's blessings upon every heart that has been humbled before the presence of God with fasting. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. See, in the book of Daniel chapter 1, you will find the word of God saying that Daniel did a partial fast for 10 days. And when he did a partial fast with his friends for 10 days, he began to have extraordinary wisdom, the wisdom of God rising upon him. And he was able to handle every problem that was coming his way. How many of you are facing situations in your life, in your family, in your relationships, in your ministry, things that you think is impossible for you to handle alone, and you would like to see the wisdom of God show upon your life? Amen. Hallelujah. You might have gone to the best lawyers, you might have gone to the best doctors, you might have gone to the best people in the business that could help you, but everything that they're trying to help you with seems to be falling far short of the reward that you want to come into your life. And let me say one thing to you, if you will fast, the Lord will reward you openly with his wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. When you fast, hallelujah. When you fast, you will receive the reward. When somebody else is fast, they'll receive the reward. Hallelujah. Don't come here to watch somebody else fast. Come here to fast yourself and to pray. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're going to take God at his word. He said he would reward us openly. Say openly. The first opening of blessing in fasting is wisdom, which Daniel had. Amen. Wisdom. Wisdom that exceeded the wise men in that region. Wisdom that exceeded even the king in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. In Daniel chapter 10, you will find Daniel praying and fasting for 21 days. The first one was for 10 days with vegetables and water. And the second one is a 21 day partial fast again. And when he was fasting and praying for 21 days, the Lord heard him the very first day. Amen. I strongly believe the very people who have come in here this night, who have decided to fast, even before you have cried to him and told him your problem, is already seen from heaven and the answer is on the way. Hallelujah. The very first day in which Daniel started the fast, my Bible says God saw and he sent the answer. But the king of Persia, a diabolic spirit, a demonic spirit, was keeping the answer from reaching into the hands of Daniel. In other words, the devil will always try to stop the blessing in your way so that you are delayed from receiving a blessing. Are you with me? Amen. But Daniel continued fasting for 21 days and the delay was destroyed and the blessing came. What I'm trying to tell you, well, some of you know, there are things delayed in your life. It might be your marriage. It might be your children's marriage. It might be your business. It might be your finances. It might be your relationships. It might be something you know you've been praying for a long time, but the answer just doesn't seem to be coming your way. It is getting delayed and you're getting frustrated. I have good news for you. Let's take God at His word tonight. He's promised us when we humble our soul with fasting, the one who is delaying it will be destroyed and the answer shall come into your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I strongly believe even while this fasting is going on, and by the time the fasting gets over, there will be marriages that will take place in the ministry and over the lives of people who are really wanting to get married. Married people don't say amen. Hallelujah. Unmarried people can lift their hands and say amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Delayed blessings. Anybody here facing a situation like that? Your family property and there's a struggle there. There's a legal problem with somebody here. God is saying you've been delayed from a blessing. The answer is about to come. The answer is about to come. If you believe, lift your hand and say amen. Hallelujah. In your workplace, there are delayed blessings. In your spiritual life, there are delayed blessings. You were called long time back. You knew it. There was a calling, a gifting that God had placed inside of you. And every time you wanted to serve the Lord in the way that God had asked you to do and the way that you want to do for the Lord's glory, every time you've tried to step out for God, you have seen things coming your way and that is stopping you and that is getting you delayed from ever stepping out for God. But in these days, thus saith the Lord, He shall remove from you the delay and He shall release you into your gifting and into your calling. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He shall reward you. How? Come on, I can't hear you, please. Openly. The fasting that you do in secret, He shall openly reward you. Amen. One more time, say it. He shall reward me openly. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your healing was delayed for a long time, wasn't it? It's gonna come these days. It's gonna come these days. It's gonna come these days. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I wanted to entitle this message actually, you know, don't dig your grave with a spoon and a fork. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most people do not know what fasting is. And some of them have never fasted. And even if they have fasted, they have not fasted biblically. Hallelujah. And some of them have never fasted. Some of them have fasted, but they have not fasted biblically. And it is important that when you do any discipline that God's word commands you to do it biblically. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't dig your own grave with a fork and a... Tell it to your neighbor. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, that's exactly what happened in the Bible when you look at it. Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve is put in a place where there is security, there where there is a blessing, where the presence of God is there in their lives, where everything is there. All that God tells them is, don't eat of this tree. Don't eat. You hear that? Don't eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat. So with one meal, they saw the presence of God lifted from their lives. Hallelujah. Come on, church. With one meal, they saw the presence of God lifted from their lives. They saw the security of that land that God had put them in going from them. And they're locked out of their promise. One meal. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, all through scriptures you find it. Esau, the brother of Jacob, he had the birthright and the blessing of the birthright as the firstborn. When God told him, listen, the firstborn's blessing comes to you. So you have a double portion of all that your father has got. Are you with me? But for one meal, he sold his birthright. For one meal. Are you with me? Amen. With one meal, he sold his birthright. In other words, what he was saying is, Lord, I despise your inheritance. The double portion that you want to give me, I despise it. I am looking for immediate solution to my problem, immediate gratification of my desires. So many people lose out on the best that God has got for them because of one moment of ecstasy that they want to do in handling their flesh. Hear that? Hallelujah. But God is giving His grace to His church tonight to enable them. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To receive all that they lost, to see a restoration come back in their lives. How many of you want to see a restoration come back in your life? Lift your hand and say, Lord, my God, hallelujah. I want to see a restoration come back in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, I'm not joking. See, Adam lost it. Esau lost it. The children of Israel coming out of Egypt, under the promised land. My Bible says in the book of Numbers chapter 11, while they were on their journey into the promised land, in between the journey, the multitude who joined up with them, they said, listen, we are hungry for the leeks and the onions and the cucumbers and the fish that we had in Egypt. Who wants this manna? We're tired of manna. See, that manna is that which kept them spiritually, emotionally, physically healthy all through the wilderness experience. Are you with me? There were no doctors, no hospitals, no supermarkets, nothing. God led them and God released manna upon them, and that's what sustained them. But the day they took the decision to say, listen, we're tired of this manna. We want to have the leeks and the onions and the cucumber back there in Egypt. God said, listen. They're eating their way out of the promise. Hear that? Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The desire, look at it. Some of you came out of Egypt, but Egypt has not come out of you. But I have news for you during these days of fasting and prayer. If you will seek the face of God, you will see the hand of God coming upon you and releasing you. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. You know, the last couple of days, actually, about 10 days, I was saying to the Lord, Lord, I was getting so comfortable. Everything is going well, nothing to shake me up. Everything is going well, I'm happy. And I said, Lord, when I stepped out for you, there was such a hunger for you. But now everything is going well. I spent time with the presence of God, all that. But everything is so comfortable. And I said, Lord, my faith is not being stretched. And at that time, when I was just sitting in the presence of the Lord, a scripture fell upon my heart. And the scripture was this, which shook me. Psalms 50, the 50th Psalm, and the 12th verse. The Lord is saying, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. And that shook me. The Lord is looking at his people and he's saying, listen, I've got a hunger. Can you imagine that? I've got a hunger, the Lord is saying. But even if I was hungry, I would not tell you. Oh, that shook me. I said, my God, when I stepped out, I only wanted to fulfill your desires and satisfy your hunger. But how far I've gone away where I'm just satisfying my hunger without ever asking you, Lord, are you hungry? Is there anything that you want me to do? And God said, I can't tell you that because you are too carnal. You are too satisfied in yourself. You are too spiritual in yourself, too religious in yourself. And you have lost the passion. You are not asking me. And that humbled me. That very day I decided, I'm going to seek the Lord afresh. I'm going to seek the Lord afresh. I'm going to seek His presence afresh. And more than anything else, more than my will, my desires. Lord, if you are hungry, I want to know about it. If he's going to walk in the city and if he's got a purpose in the city, if the Lord has got a purpose in the city, Lord, I don't want you to bypass us and go somewhere else. Lord, if you're hungry, you tell me. How many of you would love the Lord to speak to you? How many of you would love? See, can you imagine that? Abraham was a man. He was a man who obeyed the Lord and stepped out. And God, seeing his obedience and seeing his faithfulness, God could always speak to him. Anything that God wanted, God could ask him, knowing that Abraham would give him. Are you with me? Amen. Can he do the same with you? Tonight, can he do the same with you? You have your desires, your needs, everything. But can the Lord God Almighty, who created the heavens and the earth, who keeps everything by His word, can He tell you about His hunger? Or does He hear only about your cries to Him? God could tell Abraham anything. Are you with me? God asked him in the beginning, listen, Abraham, can you step out from your family, come out for me? Abraham said, yes, Lord. If that's what you're hungry for, I'll do it. Abraham, can you step out from your idol-worshipping family and step out for me? If that's your desire, Lord, if that's your hunger, I'll come out. Abraham, can you leave everything? The land of complacency and promise that you have been moving in, that you've received from your fathers, and look to me and step out for me? Abraham said, yes, Lord, I will. God gave him an Isaac. God asked him, listen, I'm hungry for that Isaac now. Can you sacrifice him? He gave that. I'm hungry for that Ishmael that you had. Can you let him go? Yes, Lord. I'm hungry that you send away and obey me by just sending away Hagar. Will you do that? Yes, Lord. God said, now I will tell him about my hunger. Abraham, I won't bypass you. I've got certain plans about Sodom and Gomorrah. But I will tell you. Are you with me? Can you imagine one evening in the tent of Abraham, he's seeing the Lord and two angels walk by and come in? Imagine supernatural visitation. The Lord coming and saying, listen, I spoke to him from heaven and he obeyed me. Now let me tell him something. Let me go to his house. Because for him, what matters is me. And I know I can count on him. If I am hungry, I can tell him. My brother, my sister, these are days in which there is a hunger that the Lord has got. Amen. But you can never hear him if you're always focused on yourself. You need to say, Lord, my God, I humble myself. I'm going to seek your face. Please speak to me. If you're hungry, please tell me. Come on, church. Anybody here tonight? Anybody here tonight? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, that is where fasting helps you. The day you begin to fast, one, it is a sign of humility. You're humbling your soul. Psalm 69 and verse 30 says, I humbled my soul with fasting. Say that with me. I humbled my soul with? I humbled my soul with? Amen. You're humbling yourself with fasting. Amen. It's a sign of humility. That's why God said, don't make a show of it. Are you with me? Then you will miss out on the reward. You are humbling yourself. Amen. Two, when you begin to fast, you are saying, I am more concerned about my spirit than about my flesh. Are you with me? You are putting your appetites on discipline. Amen. See, I've got something here interesting, which I took down from a book, where a person who is a doctor who supervised about 70,000 fasts. An elderly doctor who is a believer, who supervised 70,000 fasts. It was written in a book. And in that he says, what all fasting does? Just fasting as a discipline, what all does? He says, what he's seen is, one, fasting is a royal road to healing. Are you with me? Fasting is a royal road to? Two, he said, fasting will relieve you of your nervousness and tension and give your digestive system a rest. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. See, you will find that the minute you begin to fast in a couple of days, you will find that, you know, slowly by fasting as a discipline itself will relieve you of your nervousness. You'll become more calm, more sober. Are you with me? As you see, if you are always nervous and tense and get a hyper, it's a sign that you're long overdue a fast. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He says, fasting brings in healings, you know, and he says, especially the healings that he's seen by fasting alone, which is amazing. The devil doesn't like fasting, but listen to what fasting does. He says, rheumatic pains on your joints and muscles, by fasting itself, would get healed. You don't need a man of God to come and lay hands upon you and pray for healing. By fasting itself, you would get healed. Can you imagine that? Two, diseases of the heart, circulation. Diseases of the heart would get healed by fasting itself. Stress-related tiredness. Stress-related tiredness. Skin diseases, including pimples and complexion problems. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Irregular menstrual cycles would be healed. Diseases of respiratory organs. Allergies and eye diseases. It's a doctor who has supervised over 70,000 fasts where God's people are gathered together. And he's speaking from experience. Are you with me? Amen? And can you imagine that? At the age of 50, he fasted for 43 days just to check out the scripture. At the age of 50. And he found amazing results. So you know what he did? At the age of 77, he fasted for 53 days. And he realized one thing. His gray hair was replaced by new black hair. My God, that's revival for some of you. Hallelujah! That's revival for some of you. You have to go back and put your dye there. You don't have to. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And because of that fasting, he went on to live for 93 years of age. And he says, fasting slows your aging process. Fasting slows your... Can you imagine why the devil is so angry with people who fast? The minute you decide to fast, and you go tell your unbelieving family, you're going to fast, they're going to shout at you. They're going to scream. Kettikanda penna, ippa vaatsi idu poya. Ippa thanu onda joli, baru, praya vaka nokande. You'll see all those things coming. Are you with me? You know why? Because the devil is using a person who doesn't have biblical knowledge and who does not know the things of God to attack your faith in the discipline that God has put of fasting. You hear that? Oh, come on, church. Amen. More than anything else, fasting breaks the power of addictions in your life. Addictions. Whatever kind of addictions, fasting breaks the power of addictions. Whether it be sexual addictions, whether it be addictions or habits to any kind of substance like alcohol or smoking or whatever, fasting breaks the power of it. Hallelujah. Some of you saw the problems that you had before you come to the Lord return back to you and putting you as a slave. You know why? Because you have not fasted for a long time. Your flesh has grown in its appetites for sin. And you've seen the chains of bondage that had once fallen away from you return back to you. But during these days, hallelujah, I have good news for you. The hand of God is going to set you free from your addictions. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord's hand is going to come upon you and set you free from your addictions. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. I've got something more. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I'll show you from Scripture, not really just what the doctor said. We're going to look at Scripture and see all these things. Amen. See, there is never, hear this, please, there is never a right time to fast. You can't say, I will fast when there is a right time. Are you with me? Look at your neighbor and say, there is never a right time to fast. There is never a right time. Amen. Second thing, if the fast you do doesn't mean anything to you, it probably won't mean anything to God. It won't mean anything to God. You know, I was very touched when last week, well, you know, we had a program going on in upper room. And, you know, I was staying with Joe Sengal and I was staying with Joe Sajan. And, you know, the Cotton group was going through a 40 days of fasting in different, you know, different levels. Most of them partial, but 40 days with an incredible amount of sacrifice. And Joe Sajan, over 60 years old, Even at that time, he said he was fasting all through those days. And I was watching him, you know. He said, I'm going to fast on, not only on my food, but I'm going to fast on newspapers. Because he said, every morning when I get up, I need to get up and look to the newspaper. She said, I'm going to fast on that. On TV, I'm going to fast on that. I'm going to fast on things that I really like. And I'm going to be very clear before God. And he said, I want to pray with sacrifice. See, the fire from heaven, nowhere in the Bible, just fell just like that. The fire always fell on a sacrifice. All through the Bible, the fire of God always fell on a sacrifice. So if you want the fire of God to come upon your life and destroy every addiction and yoke of the enemy over your life, there needs to be a sacrifice. And fasting is a sign of sacrifice. You're symbolically saying, listen, through this fasting, I am going to sacrifice my life before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let me say this to you. Fasting by itself doesn't profit. Fasting by itself doesn't profit. When you look at the Word of God, you will find when Jesus spoke about when he was speaking in Matthew chapter 6, three times he used the word when you. One was when you pray, Matthew 6, sixth verse. When you pray. Then he said, 16th verse, when you fast. Then he said, when you give. Hear me well, please. When you pray, when you fast. Three, when you give. These three go together. Hear me well again, please. When you fast, when you pray, and when you give. These three things go together. Now look at that in Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter. There is an amazing truth. Now let's look to that. Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter and verse 12. Just before Psalms. Before Psalms? No, after Psalms. That's good. The fourth chapter, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter and verse 12. Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Amen? Certain versions use the word, a threefold cord cannot be overcome. You hear that? You want to be an overcomer in your life? Over every temptation and trial that comes across your life? These three go together. Amen? Fasting, praying, and giving. If you don't pray, it means you are just dieting. And that doesn't help you. You hear that? Amen. Hallelujah. Some people don't have a problem fasting. Fasting, praying, and giving. All these three things go together, and there is a threefold cord which cannot be overcome. Hallelujah. How many of you want to be overcomers in your life? How many of you want to see you overcome the things that the enemy has put across your life? Amen. These are days in when you follow the biblical patterns of fasting, praying, and giving. You will see the hand of God come upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then look at it again, please. What all fasting does? See, fasting should always be done with a sense of expectance in your heart for you to receive from God. Please hear me well. If you fast expecting nothing, nothing. Are you with me? You will see the hand of God coming upon everyone who is genuinely fasting with expectancy, because one thing that arrests the presence of God and brings the presence into your life is when you have expectant faith, when you're expecting something from God. Are you with me? That's passion, and God is always drawn towards it. When he says, okay, listen, these people are just not fasting and sitting there kind of bored, waiting for something to happen, yawning in between and trying to sleep off in between. No, no. These people are there with a kind of expectancy. They are there with a kind of expectancy. They are waiting. They are looking forward to see the hand of God coming upon them. And that always draws in the power of God into your life. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The next thing, please. See, open with me Matthew chapter 17, please. The Matthew, the 17th chapter. Matthew, the 17th chapter. Matthew, the 17th chapter. And verse 14 onwards. We know the story where Jesus and his disciples are walking by. And a man comes to the Lord saying, listen, my son is suffering with epilepsy. He's demonically possessed. And he cannot be freed. Your disciples tried to free him. But nothing has been happening. You know that, don't you? Amen? Amen? And Jesus, having compassion, he set the child free. Amen? The Lord set the child free. But there is something amazing which the Lord says. He tells the disciples, listen, he tells them, he says there's something amazing. He says there, why couldn't we drive them out? The disciples are asking. You know why they ask that? Why couldn't we drive them out? Why couldn't we set the child free? You know why they asked? I've also wondered why. Because in Matthew 10 and verse 1, the Lord said, I give you authority and power over all the powers of the enemy, over every sickness. He told the disciples, listen, I'm giving you power, authority over every demonic spirit, over every sickness, and every powers of the enemy. In Matthew 10, 1, he says that, and the disciples must have said, praise God for the promise. We have got power and authority over all the powers of the enemy. And a child is being brought by the Father. They said, we'll do the deliverance. The Lord just told us, we have authority and power. And they said, Yeshunamati portua, portua, unasambuikinida. Yeshunamati vituva, unasambuikinida. Yeshunamati saukyama, unasambuikinida. Disciples got depressed. The Lord just came and he said, devil, go. And he said that, you know, there are different kinds of anointed men who are going to come here, you know, and minister among us. And, you know, so celebrity, remember, they are very sweet. Even when they cast out the devil, they'll say, devil, would you please go? Devil, will you please go? Once in Trivandrum, there was a crusade going on where a foreigner came down and a missionary, and he was preaching. And you know how Englishmen are, they're very pukka gentlemen. And a diabolically possessed boy was manifesting, and this preacher is praying, devil, would you please go? And the devil after some time said, I won't go. And the preacher said, okay, then I will go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. But there are also, you know, men of God who come. They might not have much kind of, you know, they might not have the right kind of language and vocabulary on there. When the anointing is on them, you know, I will say, Po patti pishashe. Avan avade odipo. Ketondrikka oru sugavonu illa. But saanam poi kittu. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now here the disciples are commanding the devil to go. Devil! John must have said it very softly. Peter must have said it very strongly. The devil is not going. That evening they were confused. They said, Lord, you told us you have given us all power and authority over every demon and power. And why couldn't we drive the devil out of this boy? In Matthew 17, the Lord said this word, the 20th verse, the 19th and the 20th verse. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast him out? So Jesus said to them, because of your, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible. Can you imagine that? Can you take that? Looking at your situation in life, can you say, nothing will be impossible? I love that word. Don't you love that word? If you have faith, a very small faith, nothing will be impossible. Amen? But it's amazing. The Lord didn't stop with that. He said the next verse, however, for that faith to flow out, even that small faith that you have, you might not have the faith of a Benny Hinn or a Leonard Bonke, but even for that little faith that you have, for it to flow out, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. There's nothing impossible in front of you. If you have a small little faith, growing faith, seed faith, every demon will obey and go. But, however, for that faith to function, are you with me? Amen. For that faith to function, you need fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Things impossible that looks like impossible in front of you, let me say this to you, you have the faith to overcome that. But the reason your faith has never profited you is because it was never channeled out with fasting and prayer. But when you humble your soul with fasting and prayer in these days, you will find faith rising inside of you and the things that are impossible in front of you departing from your eyes and you seeing the possibilities of God working for you. You believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I need someone of you to shout out to the Lord and say, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Stotram. Hallelujah. Faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. Fasting and prayer. Now what all fasting does for us, some of the things that we're going to look from Scripture. One, you're going to see, is mentioned in 2 Chronicles, the 33rd chapter. And you will find that 2 Chronicles, the 33rd chapter, you don't need to open it. You will find there was a king whom God anointed by the name of Manasseh. He was the son of Hezekiah. And this boy, he became king at the age of 12. He was anointed of the Lord. But after some time, he forgot the Lord who had anointed him at a very young age. And he began to get into idol worship and began to do everything that was evil. And God continuously told him, listen, son, I have placed a calling upon your life. I have called you. I want you to serve me alone. But he would not listen. My Bible says that he would not relent every time God spoke to him. And so one day what happened was the enemy from Assyria came and captured him. And they put, look at these words, you know, how they dragged him away. You know what they did? 33rd chapter. It says there, the 10th verse, the Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they would not listen. Therefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the armies of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh with hooks, bound him with bronze fetters, and carried him off to Babylon. Bendanathil aayipoyi. Hooked it up. Pishachumba ingane avane mandanaakan vendi. Have you seen that over your life or over your children? Or somebody who is dear to you, where you find as if one time they wanted to serve the Lord, one time they wanted to worship God, one time they wanted to glorify the Lord, worship by the native important, but you put the pishash in the kitten at the bit of മൂക്കിന്റെ അകത്ത് ഒരു ഹുക്ക് വിട്ട് കൈക്ക് അതും കാലൊക്കെ ബ്രോൺസ് ഫെഡറൽ വലിച്ച് അവനെ ഇങ്ങനെ നിന്നെ കറക്കിക്കൊണ്ടിരിക്കുക. Hallelujah. Oh, let me say, in the anointing of God, that has to stop. That has to stop. Ezekiel realized he was being dragged and bound. And my Bible says in the next verse, the 13th verse, he fasted and he began to pray and God heard him and delivered him and brought him back. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to tell you is this, whatever kind of chain and whatever kind of fetter is around your life, and you think the enemy has got a hold over you and you're being dragged around and made fun of and made to look like a fool, that days of the enemies are going to be over. In these days when you fast and pray, the hand of the Lord is going to come upon you and deliver you and bring you through. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As a pastor, I was saying to the Lord, Lord, I see so many people who were on fire for God at one time. In the chain, every week I come, the best way I know how, I preach. I'm willing to stand from morning to evening and pray with people. Week after week, minister the word of God. But you still see them being taken by the enemy and made to sit before TV and before television and unclean stuff and getting into wrong stuff, bound by habits and addictions. What can you do? The Lord told me, call the church to a time of fasting. Call the church to a time of fasting. Take me at my word. Let them fast before me. And I will make sure that I deliver them and bring them through. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have tried everything in my power to see people released. Now I know one thing, it cannot be from me. It has to be from the Almighty God Himself without any help from my side. And He said, if you call the people to obedience in fasting, I will release them from their bondage. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Manasseh was dragged and taken by the enemy, but brought back when he fasted. Hallelujah. Look at somebody whom you know and tell them there is a return back to the fullness of God for you. Hallelujah. Say it in faith. Let the enemy know his days of playing with your life are over. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Two, what fasting does? You will find when you read the word of God in the book of Judges chapter 19, 20 and 21, you can look through those chapters later. Don't read through those chapters now, but you can read through that later. You will find there was a Levite, a man of God, and he had a concubine. And they were going through, traveling, and they came to the place called Gibeah. And when they were in the place called Gibeah, that place was being ruled over, and the power of darkness over that place was the spirit of homosexuality. That was the stronghold. And the men there came and began to cry forth and said, listen, you Levite, you come out. We want to know you carnally. Can you imagine? And this man of God, he's scared, he's saying inside. But the concubine goes out for something, and she's taken and raped, and she's killed. The next morning, the Levite sees his concubine is killed. What he does is, he takes pieces of her body and sends it to all Israel. And he said, can evil like this persist in Israel? And when he does that, immediately the armies of Israel gathered together. And they said, we're going to go there and destroy the people who did this. And they go there. And you know what happens? The first day of battle, the whole army of Israel goes there. 20,000 of their soldiers fell down dead. The second day they go, 18,000 of their soldiers died. The third day, the armies of Israel are concerned. What do we do? How do we defeat this enemy? And when they are concerned, you know what happens? God sends a prophet across to them by the name of Phinehas. He goes there and he says, don't go now. Before you go, fast. Before you go, fast. And then the Lord will see victory come into your life. And that day the people of God fasted and prayed. Hallelujah. And when they went into that place, they had victory. What I'm trying to say is this. In the natural world that we see of sin, there is always a spirit behind it. Whether it is homosexuality or lesbianism or adultery or fornication or any kind of uncleanness, pornography or whatever, there is a diabolic spirit beyond that. Are you with me? And that is called the strong man. But I have news for you. I've seen believers struggle with it, with secret habits, bound by, destructive habits. But I have news for you. If you take God at His word, and if you say, Lord, I don't want the bondages of fornication, adultery, and uncleanness keeping upon my life or upon my children. I don't want to be enslaved to pornography and unto uncleanness. Lord, my God, I'm going to obey your word and fast and seek your face. I want to see your hand come upon me and my family and my children and them being delivered. The hand of God will do it for you. If you believe that today, lift your hand and say, hallelujah. There is freedom for me in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. See, when there is a devil, and when there are spirits that get you enslaved, you cannot come out of it by your willpower. Do you hear that? It cannot be by your decisions. You can't say, listen, you would have tried. I know genuine believers, I know men of God, I know real, well-meaning God's people who have struggled in bondage. You know why? Because of nothing else, but because they have never fasted and prayed and seen the hand of God come over them. But these are days in which God is calling His church back to holiness. Amen? And He's saying it's going to be not by might, but by my Spirit. I'm going to do a work within your life and see my hand come upon you and release you from the afflictions and the addictions of your life and see you holy unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of you were having double thoughts about whether you need to fast or pray. Now you'll know you need to. Hallelujah. If you're honest with yourself, you will know that you need to. Amen. ഇവിടെ പറഞ്ഞ കന്ന കാര്യങ്ങളൊന്നും നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ആവശ്യമില്ലെങ്കിൽ ഇങ്ങോട്ട് വരല്. ഇഫ് യു ആർ ഫ്രീ ആൻഡ് കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ആൻഡ് യു ഗോട്ട് എവറിഥിംഗ് ഗോയിങ് ഫോർ യു, ഡോണ്ട് കം. വി നീഡ് മോർ സ്പേസ്. ദർ ആർ സോ മെനി പീപ്പിൾ വെയിറ്റിംഗ് ഔട്ട് സൈഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഒരു പ്രശ്നം ഇല്ലെങ്കിൽ വരണ്ട. ആർ യു വിത്ത് മീ? വരുവാണെങ്കിൽ ഹല്ലേലൂയ, യു വിൽ സീ ദ ബ്ലെസ്സിംഗ് ഓഫ് ഗാഡ് കം അപ്പോൺ യുവർ ലൈഫ്. ഗ്ലോറി അണ്ടർ ദ നെയിം. ലിഫ്റ്റ് യുവർ ഹാൻഡ് ആൻഡ് ബ്ലെസ് ഹിസ് നെയിം ഫോർ സം ടൈം. ബ്ലെസ് ഹിസ് നെയിം ഫോർ സം ടൈം. ഗോവി ഗുണജാലാജനഹന്തലരകടമനസ്യ. ഗോവി ചിയോനെ ബ്ലെസ് ബി യുവർ നെയിം. ഹൃദകൽ പോതരന്തനാസ്യ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഓ, വി വർഷിപ് യു. വി ഗിവ് യു ഗ്ലോറി. വി ഗിവ് യു ഹോണർ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ബ്ലെസ് ബി യുവർ നെയിം. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. സീ, വെൻ യു ബിഗിൻ ടു ഫാസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് പ്രേ, യു നോ വാട്ട് വിൽ ഹാപ്പൻ? The first couple of days, you will find you being a little sluggish. Are you with me? That's normal. Don't be scared. You will have sometimes ഹെഡേക്സ്, അത് മൂന്ന് ദിവസം നിൽക്കുള്ളൂ, അതേ മാറിക്കോളും. Nothing to be scared of. If you have headaches, it is a sign that your fasting was long overdue, because it is your sign of a body saying there are too much of poison and toxins which is being used as energy. That's why you have that headache. You hear that? It's a sign that your physical body needs it. Pedikilla. That's why I'm saying it. Thalavena varum chelavarku, if there are too much of poison and toxins inside of you, normally it will come as a headache. വരും, അത് പേടിക്കേണ്ട ആവശ്യമില്ല. ദെൻ യു വിൽ ഫൈൻഡ് ഉറക്കം വിൽ ബി ലിറ്റിൽ ഡിസ്റ്റർബ് എ കപ്പിൾ ഓഫ് ഡേയ്സ്, ദെൻ ആഫ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ് വിൽ ബി സ്വീറ്റ്. സം ടൈംസ് ഐ എം നോട്ട് സെയിങ് ദാറ്റ് യു ഷുഡ് ഹാവ് ദാറ്റ്, സോ ഫോർ സം പീപ്പിൾ സം ടൈംസ് ഇറ്റ് മൈറ്റ് ഹാപ്പൻ. പിന്നെ ഫാസ്റ്റ് ചെയ്യുമ്പോഴത്തേന് അനദർ തിങ് ദാറ്റ് വിൽ ഹാപ്പൻ ഈസ് യു വിൽ ഫീൽ ഹംഗ്രി. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ആമേൻ. Then there will be a coating on your tongue. Nalla velathine irikkum when you begin to fast. Adhe vannitte aduthike naale hallelujah ennu paranjale appo thaale po. Adu power of God aayirikkera. Hallelujah. It is a sign that your body is eliminating all those toxins. Are you with me? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. അപ്പൊ അതിലൊന്നും പേടിച്ചാക്കല്ല. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Open with me to, you know, when you begin to fast and pray, and when you begin to fast, pray and give. I should emphasize all those three. Are you with me? Fast, pray and? Fast, pray and? Amen. When you begin to do that, next thing that will happen for you is Joel chapter 2. What you will find from the word of God, the second chapter of Joel, just before Amos, after Hosea, the second chapter, and you can read through those chapter later, then you will only understand what I'm trying to say. But you will find in the 15th verse, blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the nascent birds. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And then what will happen? The blessing is this, the 18th and the 19th verse. Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. Amen? Did you find that? Yes? Yes? I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by? See, it is amazing. When you read the book of Joel, the first chapter describes the locust having come, having destroyed everything, and the fig tree is bare. And when you read the second chapter beginning, you will find among the people of God, they don't even have anything inside of them or with them to take to the Lord as an offering even. That much of struggle is in their lives. Amen. They don't have anything to take as an offering even. And more than that, there is a famine in that land. When you read through those books, you will find that. But God is saying, call a sacred assembly, ask my people to fast and pray. And when they do that, I'm going to send upon them wine, new wine, oil. And they're going to be satisfied. In other words, God is saying, listen, I will make sure the curse of poverty and need in your life will be broken, that you will have a sufficiency coming into your life. Amen. Amen. See, some of you have been praying. You have been praying long time to see a financial breakthrough come into your life. Amen. Maybe you are faithfully giving your tithes also and offerings too, and you still haven't found the deliverance for your finances. A threefold cord is hard to break. Amen. God's word declares, when you fast and when you pray And when you learn to release your faith in giving, you will find the curse of poverty broken over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Most people do not know that. Fasting in the Varamada fasting and thyra. But Vajanathin Aranyu would endure down. Until you know scripturally why, and until you put your faith in the word of God and say, Lord, your word describes this, I will honor your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Can somebody close the door, because I don't want the children making too much noise. The door. Amen. Hallelujah. Just lift your hand and pray. Rajara Rajana. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The next blessing that will come with a fasting. And these are scriptures which I am taking before the presence of God and going to pray for the congregation. Amen. The 28th verse of Joel chapter 2, it describes there, and it shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Underline that word afterward. It shall come to pass afterward. Hear that? Afterward. Afterward what? Afterward the fasting and the consecration unto God. Afterward I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Afterwards. നമ്മളൊക്കെ സാറിന് പോയി ധ്യാനത്തിന് പോയിട്ട് അവസാനത്തെ ദിവസം പോയിട്ട് എന്നെ കൈ പോക്കിയാൽ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവനെ കിട്ടുമെന്ന് കർത്താവ് നീ ഉപസിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച് നിന്റെ ജീവിതം വിശുദ്ധീകരിച്ച് എനിക്ക് ഏൽപ്പിച്ച് തന്നു കഴിയുമ്പോൾ അതിനനുസരിച്ച് ഞാൻ അഭിഷേകം നിന്റെ മേൽ പകരുമെന്ന്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ. എന്നിട്ട് സാറിന് ഏത് ധ്യാനത്തിനാണല്ലോ പണ്ട് അവസാന ദിവസം മനസ്സിലും നോക്കിയേ വരും. കാപ്പിയെ കുടിച്ചിട്ട് ടീ ബ്രേക്ക് ഒക്കെ കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ട് വന്ന് ഇങ്ങനെ നിൽക്കും കൈ പോക്കി. ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Joel 2 says, afterward, you have fasted, rendered your heart before the Lord, and consecrated your life to the Lord. Afterward, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. ഇതുവരെ അന്യഭാഷയെ സംസാരിക്കാത്തവർ അന്യഭാഷയെ ആരാധിച്ചു തുടങ്ങും. ആമേൻ. Hallelujah. അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ബാക്കിയുള്ള അന്യഭാഷ ആരാധിക്കുമ്പോ ഇങ്ങനെ നോക്കിയിരിക്കും. അങ്ങനെ നോക്കി ഇന്നവർക്ക് അന്യഭാഷ ആരാധിക്കാൻ പോകുന്ന സമയങ്ങളാ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Afterwards, I shall pour out my spirit. Amen. Oh, wouldn't you like a fresh anointing? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Oh, I said, Lord, I want a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. A fresh anointing, a fresh time of consecration and seeking the presence of God. The height of your revival will be accordingly to the depth of your repentance. Hear me, please. The height of your revival will be in accordance with the depth of your repentance. Abba Joel chapter 2 parayunnathu endanu. When you consecrate your life and pray and fast and rend your hearts, then I will answer you with Holy Spirit fire. Amen. Manasandra padade
അത് കർത്താവെ ടച്ച് ചെയ്യണം. ഞാൻ ഇതുവായിട്ടൊന്ന് വീണിട്ടില്ലല്ലോ, എത്ര പാസ്റ്റർമാര് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു, ഞാൻ എന്നിട്ട് വീണിട്ടില്ല. ബെന്നിയും പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചിട്ടും ഞാൻ വീണില്ല. ജീവിതം മൊത്തം വീഴ്ച, ആകെ വീഴാത്ത ദേവദാസന്മാരുടെ കുടുംബം മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളൂ. അല്ലേ, blessed be the name of the Lord. അതൊക്കെ ഒന്ന് മാറും. Are you with me? You will see the touch of God. Amen. The depth of your repentance, look at your neighbor and say that, please. The depth of your repentance will determine the height of your revival. Amen. Hallelujah. So tell him, go deep. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Do we have some more time? Yes? How many of you are glad that the Lord has called you? How many of you feel the sense of the presence of God? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, you will find how to fast. The rest of the blessings I will share during the days of fasting. Some of the real needed ones will be shared now. But how to fast, or how long should the fast be? How long should the fast be? Now, in the Bible, you will find there are men of God who fasted for 40 days. Amen? They fasted for 40 days. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I strongly believe that some in this congregation would go on to fast for 40 days. When you especially understand scripturally what the blessing of a 40-day fast means. When you look at the scriptures that describes a 40-day fast, you will find that, you know, in the Bible it's saying that, you will find that in the scriptures, on a 40-day fast, you will find the word of God saying, see, Moses fasted and prayed for 40 days. Two times he fasted and prayed, 40 days. One was to receive the Ten Commandments when the Lord gave him the Ten Commandments. So you receive something afresh when you have a 40-day fast. Amen? Two, he fasted for 40 days when the children of Israel had sinned against God and when they were in need of God's grace and mercy, Moses went up and prayed for 40 days. I personally am asking the Lord, and I pray that you will pray for me to go on a 40-day fast, to seek the presence of God. Now, Moses did that. Now, 40-day fast has always got to do with a time of great spiritual cleansing, not only in your life when you fast, but in your family and to your generations that's going to come. I'll explain scripturally. When God destroyed the land during the days of Noah, and when for 40 days it began to rain, what God was actually doing was he was cleaning the land. 40 days. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And then everything was new. Noah stepped out into something new. Hallelujah. Would you like to see the wickedness of the old life go completely? Scripturally, we know everyone who is in Christ is a new creation, but we have never walked in that kind of blessing, have we? You still think old, you still feel old, and you still find the old habit showing up. Well, 40-day fast will cleanse you completely. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, 40 represents actually deep cleansing and purifying. Now, see, when Jonah was sent to Nineveh, God said, ask them to repent. And God, he said, 40 days, repent. Are you with me? You come out of judgments that are there in your families over the years, being destroyed and broken out of that judgment to the blessing of God when you begin to fast. Amen. I'm not saying all should fast 40 days. I'll explain it, please, without proper instruction, don't. If you're going to fast for 40 days, please make sure that you have you have given it in writing to somebody here so we can follow you up. Don't do it by yourself in some corner. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, you know, I read an interesting article, and which actually shook me, and it says here, see, I've got it in here, I just need to read it. Once a man of God was praying for a woman who was bound with a spirit of adultery, and while he was praying, suddenly a swarm of flies came over from nowhere and engulfed that place and then went off. So he took authority and he said, in Jesus' name, go. And I went. That's the woman set free. But then he was saying, Lord, why that happened? And the Lord said to him, listen, in the Gospel of Matthew, the 12th chapter, the Pharisees said it is with the power of Satan that the Lord delivers the people out of bondage. You remember that, speaking about Jesus, they said? He's God, he's under the power of Beelzebub, which means the Lord of the flies. So demonic hordes in the scripture are sometimes pictured as flies. Demons are pictured as flies. Now, you will find that, this is the article that I read, a reproductive cycle of a fly ranges from one day to as many as 40 days. So in order to exterminate an infestation of flies from a crop, you spray pesticides for 40 consecutive days in order to utterly destroy. If you stop short of full 40 days, you will destroy only the existing generation, but the next generation will live on. You hear that? I thank you, sir. You fly like a boy in the room. Jump in and what's the name of the Puddha? Nalpa was with its son cheated on again. The next generation of flies is also destroyed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is why Jesus didn't just fast for 25 days. Not even 38 days. He fasted for 40 days. And because he fasted for 40 days, later on he stood and said, in John 14 and the 30th verse, the prince of the world has got nothing in me. Nothing, nothing of the devil is in me. Can you imagine that? The prince of the world has got nothing. Would a fly go in the earth? Wouldn't it be there? Nothing. Amen. Amazing. There is a woman of God who's coming one of these days. I was with her, and she's a very poor lady, but very gifted, a housewife. And she was saying, one night the Lord woke her up and said, tomorrow I'm going to send some people, send a person who's got a demon. And that person's going to come, and you're going to cast out the devil. So this woman is, next day morning, she's sitting there. And a man comes. And the demons begin to manifest and begins to come out. And then she begins to drive out the devil. And she says, in the name of Jesus, devil, go. The devil says, I won't. Go in the name of Jesus. The devil says, no. The stubborn demon. I won't. And then you know what she said? She said, devil, is there anything in me that belongs to you? Said no. Then in the name of Jesus God. My God, what integrity. What integrity. How many of you would like to say, Lord, let there be nothing of the devil inside of me. Lift your hand and say that. Woo, hallelujah. Let there be nothing of the devil in me, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Rutahatana Raja. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil saw and said, no, no, no. Can you imagine that? I would have said, washed by the blood. Devil, go. But look at the integrity of that woman. Can you imagine that? You say, do you see anything in me? Believe it. She's a woman of prayer. She spends the night praying. She has never seen a harvest of people. She does not know how to preach. But I said, just come. Be among the congregation. Hallelujah. If somebody wants to jump and run, hallelujah, you know what's happening. Hallelujah. So you're going to see, and God told me very clearly, God is going to send some anointed people coming here. Some might minister here, but some might just come and sit in between. But hallelujah, God said he would send his servants here. Hallelujah. Because it is a God-ordained fast, he said, it's completely left to the Holy Spirit. Second week onwards, we're going to have it outside. So where there's more space, more people can come, and there's more liberty. Second week, that's next Monday onwards. This week, I never meant it for people outside. I just meant for the people who are here, a part of the congregation. But God has brought a lot of people. All are welcome. But make sure that you go through these days of fasting and prayer with much, much, much prayer and giving and consecration unto the Lord. The fire of God to come upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Flies. Are you with me? How many of you like a 40-day fast is always to get rid of the flies completely. Out of your life, out of your system, out of your generations, out of your descendants completely. I strongly believe any child of God who is born again should have gone through a 40-day fast before the Lord calls that person home. That's the biggest blessing that you can give to your children, not your wealth. You want to see family curses broken, that your children not need to walk in the same bondage that you walked in before. Are you with me? And it doesn't happen by 3 days or 4 days. You can put the best days for 7 days. 7 days, the present demons just go off. But then the cycle is repeated of failure and defeat again. If not in your generation, you see it again in your children. The same habits that you had before. And you don't want that, do you? You don't want that, do you? You want to see your generations clean. You're going to say, Lord, my God, I consecrate my life to you afresh, and I'm going to ask to Lord, anoint me with fresh fire and with fresh oil and glory. Amen. 40-day fast. Amen. That's the first fast. And in Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter and verse 1, and then we go on. Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter and verse 1, declares to us something amazing here. It says there, the 10th chapter and verse 1, Dead flies, what does it do? Putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor. Amen? Dead flies in an anointing box. A dead fly that is stuck in your oil will begin to give a bad odor or a smell. Are you with me? A dead fly. Which means the anointing that is there inside of you is not flowing out. You have a gifting. You have a calling in your life. But nothing is manifesting outside because there are dead flies that are stuck there. Amen. A 40-day fast of cleansing will make sure that the flies are gone forever. Hallelujah. Under the blood of the Lamb, and you're free. That is why when fasting begins to take place. Let me say this. Don't be scared of demons. When fasting begins to take place, demons will begin to drop down like dead flies. Are you not scared of a fly, are you? It just begin to go off from your life. Amen? Some might manifest, some might not. But the good thing is, the flies will go. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift your hand and say, Lord, my God, I need your deliverance and your blessing. Wash me with your blood. Lift your hand and ask the Father in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, church, pray. Let your blood speak upon each one of your children. Upon each one of your children. Upon every one of your children. Jesus, Master, may your precious blood speak upon each and every one of them. Oh, may your precious blood speak upon each and every one of us. Oh, labalabala sandarajuna vilabadamanandarasya. Glory, 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 glory. Ruda jala haptana raja. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Dead flies give a bad odor. Amen. But these are days in which the anointing and the gifting in your lives will begin to flow out once again. Amen. See, dead flies are flies symbolic of demons. In New Testament, there's got a lot to speak about demons. And speaks about, you know, demons in the form of birds coming to steal away the word of God in Matthew chapter 30. Amen. Some of you had a lot of scripture in your heart. You knew a lot of the word of God. But now none of those scriptures are coming out. You can't seem to remember a single scripture. After you memorize it 100 times, you know why? Because there were dead flies in your box. But in these days, hallelujah, thus saith the Lord, He shall cleanse you and sanctify you once again, and the word shall resurrect in your hearts once again. Amen. Hallelujah. In the scriptures, the Bible speaks in Mark 16, the Lord said about serpents, you shall pick up serpents, and speak about demonic spirits. Serpents. And some of you know, you've been seeing snakes all the time. Anybody here? Please? Anybody here? Seeing snakes? Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you right now, let your right hand be upon your children. Oh, hallelujah. Ishuvina namatil. Oh, ragada habdana raja. Lord, come on, church, pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for perfect deliverance upon each one of your children. Oh, may your blood speak. Ishuvina namatil. Ruda jala habdana ranagala badarasya. Ragada habdana raja gula badavandara jiriya. Rukata habdal jara habdala puramadamanasya. Hallelujah. Ishuvina namatil. Let your children be free. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a spirit. But it'll all begin to drop down like dead flies. You will see authority of God manifesting in your lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Snakes and scorpions, the Lord said in Luke 10:19. Again, speaking about demonic spirits, scorpions. The thing that is trying to kill you. You see scorpions. You feel the sting. You feel the poison of it. You feel kind of defiled. You think you are of the devil. That's because the devil is trying to bite you like a scorpion. Are you with me? That's why you feel a misery serving the Lord now. You feel a pain. You feel a drag in your life in coming for worship. You find everything going in slow motion when it comes to the things of God. Why? Because it's a scorpion. But these are days. I said these are days where the hand of God shall release you once again and set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the Psalms, it describes about the bulls of Bashan. Amen. Bull. Some of you seen bulls. Are you with me? There's a lot of meaning to it. I'm not going to the depths of it. Bull is one symbolic of passion. Uncontrollable passion. And even while I just started on the fast, I saw bulls falling down dead. In the spirit, while I was praying, God showed me bulls. Hallelujah. Falling down dead. That's a sign that you are free. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bulls also symbolic of religious spirits. Because in Psalms 22, it's speaking about bulls of Bashan, or bulls that were surrounding the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We know when Jesus was crucified, there were no bulls around. There was only Pharisees and Sadducees who said, if he's the Son of God, come down. It's a religious spirit. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Let not a bull keep you from fasting and prayer. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of you are bound by religion. Amen. But I have got good news for you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These are days you will find the hand of God setting you free. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Elijah, are you tired? Elijah, after having won the victory on Mount Carmel, we are thinking of the 40-day fast, the blessing of it. And I'm giving you the freedom to decide which one you want. Elijah, after he won the victory at Carmel, where he saw the glory of God come down, you find from scriptures that he is going into the city where Jezebel is ruling. She says, one word, I'll kill him off. He runs, is lying down discouraged and saying, Lord, take my life. He just saw the power of God. One word from the enemy, all his courage is lost. He's not only discouraged, depressed. Are you with me? Which means the enemy will always attack you with words. Hear me well, please. Some of you have lost out on your faith and you're discouraged, and that's kept you from coming to the Lord because Jezebel has sent his words of fear into you. You know what? That's a diabolic spirit sending a word across to your life. Pain to begin. That you should not walk in the blessing. Jezebel vandu Elijah munne vaalum vedu nillilla. She's a queen. She could have done that. She could have sent her guards. She could have used all her weapons against him. She didn't do all that. Oru vaakku aichullu. Elijah, naale ninne konnal. Pedichu poi. Hear that? Otta vaakku vicharikkullu. Ingane raachaka poi ningala makkalla kaari endha? Avarakka nannayi irunnu. Amen. Hallelujah. ഒരു വാക്യം കേട്ടു നിരാശപ്പെടുത്താൻ, അത് കേട്ട് എലൈജ പോയി കുഴഞ്ഞു വീണ് ചത്താൽ മതി എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. What I'm saying is, then an angel of God came, 1 Kings chapter 19, gave him food. Amen. He rose up and for 40 days he was fasting. 40 days he ran. Amen. And after 40 days, God spoke to him once again and breathed courage into his life. Are you looking for a fresh word from heaven? That shall come. That word was amazing, for the word that God spoke to Elijah had not only to do with Elijah, but had to do with the next generation. Anoint Elijah. Anoint Jehu. Jehu went and killed Jezebel. നിന്റെ തലമുറകളുടെ മേലും അടുത്ത ജനറേഷന്റെ മേലുള്ള കേസ് വരെ ബ്രോക്കൺ ആവുന്ന ഒരു 40 ഡേ ഫാസ്റ്റ് കഴിയുമ്പോ ഹല്ലേലൂയ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അനുഗ്രഹം നിന്റെ മേൽ ഇറങ്ങുമെന്ന്. ആമേൻ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഗ്ലോറി അൺടു ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ആമേൻ.